AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.
Oh, the car from Carvana's here. Well, will you look at that? It's exactly what I ordered. Like, precisely. It would be crazy if there were any catches. But there aren't, right?
Right. Because that's how car buying should be. With Carvana, you get the car you want. Choose delivery or pickup and a week to love it or return it.
Buy your car today with
Carvana.
Delivery or pickup fees may apply. Limitations and exclusions may apply. See our 7-day return policy at Carvana.com.
Let's freaking go. So you're looking at, to me, one of the most bizarre photos I can remember ever seeing at a college baseball game. So this is a photo of Jace Lavallette, the superstar of Texas A&M, who's not had the season that everyone expected him to have. And if you look really closely, you see an LSU logo on his bat. Now, I took this as a very weird scenario. You could see Lavallette look at the logo with a befuddled look on his face. And I was like, maybe he grabbed the wrong bat. But I came to my senses and said, well, I do recall that umpires and teams in general, they inspect everything. I was watching a baseball game the other day where it was very, very, very bizarre. When a pitcher was walking in from the bullpen and an umpire stopped and fully inspected his glove. I mean, it was a FBI cavity search. I couldn't believe it. But that's how baseball is now, you know, going back to the Sammy Sosa corked bat day. But everyone had to tell me how big of an idiot I was when I made a very simple joke about this scenario, okay? Once again, it's not anything crazy to make a joke on social media about any one player or thing. But I said, Jace using LSU bats, because initially I did think it was an LSU bat. I scroll down, and everyone's telling me how dumb I am. Bro even has his own pod. But truth be told, let me ask you this, okay? I've been thinking about this all day long. Could you imagine an LSU football player who had to get his equipment inspected by Texas A&M before every game, and on your shoulder pad, you needed to put a Texas A&M logo? College sports is all about branding, right? I think it's the dumbest thing that you have to wear the other school's logo on your bat for an inspection. And I actually reached out to a few people who actually play college baseball. Normally, the stickers aren't that big. This was the first time I had ever seen this in my life. But everyone had to tell me I was stupid, okay? I hate this know-it-all attitude we have to know about sports. I'm a film study analyst, and I get to do this on multiple fronts in the NFL and in college football and obviously with LSU. I still don't know nearly enough about football like I feel like I should know up to this point, because there are coaches who would lap me in football knowledge. I tell you guys that all the freaking time. And it's okay if you don't know everything, all right? I didn't know that you could slap a full logo. And apparently, you could just put like a small sticker on there. So the fact that Texas A&M let LSU put a full branded LSU sticker on there lets you know that A&M is gullible. Apparently, you can. This has been seen a few other times. I watch a decent amount of college baseball. I had not seen it that prominent, if at all. But then again, it might just be me. I might be an idiot. So if you're watching this, whether it's live or after the fact, please comment below. Am I an idiot? Or is this something that you guys have seen for every single game up to this point? Okay. But I did watch the game today, and I do have two big thoughts about Jay Johnson. And the first is, I do agree with going to Zach Cowan. If that's your reliever all year long, you should go with your reliever. I understand many consider, taking the hot hand out of the game. I get that, but go to your best reliever, right? Because that's what you're going to do in the postseason as well. I'm fine with that. And that ball wasn't even sharply hit. That won Texas A&M the game today in game three. The second thing, though, is I did not agree with pinch hitting for Hernandez when he had already hit a home run in the game. I am very heebie-jeebie about that. It could be Barry freaking Bonds you're pinch hitting. Don't take a guy out of the game that has already hit a home run. That is what I strongly disagree with, okay? Once again, he knows, you know, I'm always uncomfortable talking about college baseball because I'm not an expert. That's why I'm asking if I'm an idiot. But I do think you should never do that. Still, I'm fine with LSU baseball where we are. Everybody has had issues on the road this year. You know, Tennessee didn't play one of the better teams in the SEC this week, in Auburn on the road this weekend. They played, actually, no, Tennessee was at home. Still, the point still remains the same. SEC baseball is just difficult, and in particular on the road. In the big series this weekend regarding that, as all my Arkansas fans and friends from Power Hour SEC have told me, is Arkansas sitting pretty high that they beat the crap out of the number one team in the country, Texas, over the weekend. It's hard to win on the road in the SEC, especially in a game that Texas A&M needed way more than LSU needed, okay? So, let's go to Nathan. The damn caption is making me think of the Grinch. Am I an idiot or you're an idiot? Oh, then you're a mean one. I always sing that song for whatever reason. You're a mean one, Mr. Grinch. Let's go to Cole. Jay may be leaning on relative stats a bit too much, but he knows his team and no one works harder than he does. Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I do think you are getting way in over your head if you're subbing out guys that have hit home runs, okay? That should never, ever, ever happen. Okay. If you've hit a home run in a game, you deserve to stay in the game. Okay. But correct me if I'm wrong. Maybe I'm just misinterpreting this whole thing. I was actually watching AJ Halsey highlights with baseball on in the background. So I wasn't, and rarely am, like, just fully locked in on any single LSU baseball game until we get the regionals. And I've always said this because we are getting closer to regional and super regional action. There is no college postseason better than the regional and super regional. None. I'm including March Madness in that. Well, it's close. It's a lot closer than you think. March Madness just has branding in its favor. Okay. Regional and super regional action. The reason why I prefer regional and super regional baseball over March Madness is that you do have the home field element added into the game, okay? I understand purists would say, well, every postseason tournament is always better served on a neutral field because you're neutrally deciding who the better team is. But that's not what sports are. Sports have a home and away element to it. When you get to high school all the way until your career is over. And the more of that we have, the better off we are. So I'm getting excited for regional, super regional, when they have Chris Button do the red zone, but for regional and super regional action, your boy gets glued to the screen. There's nothing better than that. Nothing. Okay. Now, I do want to talk about the big recruiting weekend for LSU. Obviously, there is a lot of high school recruiting that's going on, and that is very exciting. But the truth is, everybody is focused in on AJ Halsey. They're waiting for that news to pop. You did have Blake Baker tweet something out over the weekend. Blake Baker does not tweet a whole lot. And when he does, it's normally good news. I still feel pretty good about LSU landing Halsey. Was how it was explained to me on Thursday before his visit even happened, that Monday was going to be his decision all along. All right. But LSU feels good. LSU does feel really good. Okay. You know, we've already done our film study on him. It was released on Thursday. You guys know how I feel about doing film study about potential recruits. Okay. I don't like doing them. Because there is so much player movement now. It takes a lot for me to go through and do that. So now, a good bit of the time, I want to make sure I have a lot of steam in favor of LSU for that player before I cut a study. Okay? And there was a lot of Halsey steam when I started cutting that study. And when I really started to sit down and watch him. And once again, I only did the positive plays. I did some very rough ones that you can watch on Patreon. The link is down below. By the way, next week we're giving out the Ja'Marr Chase autographed jersey. You still have time. All you got to do is sign up, and you can win an autographed Ja'Marr Chase LSU uniform. Look, I still stand by that LSU is going to land. I still stand by it. And I think he's going to make us a better football team. I do. I really, really do believe that he's going to be good. Okay? Now, let's get to a few hot takes. Steven, welcome. Nice fish. That is good. All right? This is also what ladies see on Tinder. They joke about that all the time. Why is that? That recycled male photo on Tinder is a guy holding the fish. Jared Jones sucks. There, I said it, says Steven. All right. So you know what's funny about that, Steven? We have an LSU baseball expert, and I joke with him all the time about him being an expert. and his name is Sam. And Sam really knows ball. There aren't many LSU diehards that watch every pitch of every game, every snap of every game, in all sports like Sam. And he's a part of our Discord Patreon community, okay? And what's funny about this, Steven, is Sam made this statement a week into the season in our Discord. And it was a hot take. He got absolutely positively fried in our Discord from other fans, okay? And he destroyed Jerry Jones. And he said, I just don't see it. Okay? And this was when he was like scorching. And it might not have been the first week. It might have been a few weeks after. Whatever. But Sam said this.
Oh, the car from Carvana's here. Well, will you look at that? It's exactly what I ordered. Like, precisely. It would be crazy if there were any catches. But there aren't, right?
Right. Because that's how car buying should be. With Carvana, you get the car you want. Choose delivery or pickup and a week to love it or return it.
Buy your car today with
Carvana.
Delivery or pickup fees may apply. Limitations and exclusions may apply. See our 7-day return policy at Carvana.com.
Early in the season, and ironically, he said it during a game, and about an hour later, Jerry Jones hit a home run, okay? And it turns out Sam was somewhat valid, okay? This is my opinion on Bear Jones, okay? Is he is a good example of the analytics era of potential power outweighs what you actually do at the plate. I do not think Bear Jones should be benched. All right, this is a guy who's been in the program for a few years. You know how much LSU means to him. However, it has been an adventure. All right, that dropped foul ball today was kind of the Bear Jones experience, where you really have to worry about every other aspect of the game of baseball outside of hitting big home runs. All right. The problem with that is hitting big home runs far outweighs basically everything else you can do on a football field. Okay. So when Sam said that earlier this year, Sam likes your more well-rounded baseball player. I mean, that's what he was explaining in the Discord. I think a good way to describe Jared Jones is probably a slightly better version of Chris Hilton. All right. Chris Hilton, of course, does he break a lot of tackles after he catches a football? No. Does he have drop issues? Yes. Does he have issues with some of the fundamentals of football, such as timing your jumps? Yes. Does he have issues with reliability? Yes. But what does Chris Hilton do? Well, he does the single most important thing that translates to winning football games, which is creating explosive plays on offense. It is the single one thing that translates the most to winning games. Jared Jones does the same thing. All right. He can hit home runs. And sometimes it's just as simple as that. So, you know, I think Bear should stay in the lineup. I disagree with Sam. I told him. I disagreed with him. But that's why we have this channel. Freedom of your opinions. Okay? And it comes at a cost. You know, players watch. Moms and dads of players watch. I don't have the biggest audience either. But because we give fan, expert, honest opinions, you know, this is a place where you can do it as long as you do it respectively. So welcome, Steven. I don't think I've ever seen you in here before, so welcome in. Let's go to Booster. Chris Hilton will have a breakout year. Odell Beckham-like. Okay. Man, this will be the Tuesday night episode. Eddie Kinnison. you know we are a big Eddie Kinnison channel. And the reason is because there is a Eddie Kinnison connection to PHL, all right, with Lisi Dex, who does a lot of stuff for us, okay? And Lisi Dex has become arguably one of my closest friends. And I love Eddie Kinnison. I freaking do. But he had a scorching take that I hope is true. He had a scorching take to Jacques Doucet about comparing Chris Hilton to Brian Thomas Jr. and Malik Nabers. Saying that he could be better. All right, I have to pause. I still couldn't believe Eddie Kinnison said this. All right. I don't believe that. Not because Chris Hilton can be great. It's just, you know, Brian Thomas Jr. and then Malik Nabers. I mean, we're talking about two of the best LSU football players of all time. Two of the best NFL rookies of all time. Now, Chris Hilton is faster than both of those gentlemen. And Chris Hilton was a higher ranked recruit than both of those gentlemen. But, ooh. That is a scorcher of a take. And let me tell you what. I hope he's right. Because I will say, you can make a case that for the success of next year's team, Chris Hilton is as, if not more important, than Malik Nabers and Brian Thomas Jr. All right? Because, you know, we're not going to have Will Campbell, Emory Jones, Garrett Dellinger, Miles Frazier, and Mason Taylor on that offense when they have been there on this offense for three consecutive seasons. Not going to have that. It's just not going to be there. You're not going to have, I mean, I think Garrett is going to be very good. The likelihood that he is as good as Jaden Daniels was his Heisman season is not that high, because Jaden was, like, Garrett can win the Heisman and still not quite get to Jaden's numbers. That's how good Jaden's numbers were that year. Okay, it really was insane. So, you know, I really hope Chris is better than Malik and BTJ, or as good as Eddie said. But. I don't know. Like, that would be one of the craziest emergences. Like, if Chris had a very good season, like, let's say, like, he had a productive year, like, basically, so Kyren and Aaron's numbers were basically the same, which was, like, 850 yards, 5 tutties. If he does that next year, that's a good season. Yes, please hit that like button. Let's go to TJ here. So when is that Will Campbell Rolex review dropping on the Patreon? I did not win it. So we were going to say that for the final announcement. I want to appreciate each and every one of you that signed up for the Rolex giveaway. Most importantly, please continue to support our friends at Kettle. I spoke to our friends at Kettle. We're probably going to do something next year for the NFL draft with them, regardless if it's an LSU player. They really enjoyed y'all's entries and energy towards it. I thought that watch was one of the coolest things. Like, once they sent me like the product, I was like, man, that is so cool that not only did they etch Will Campbell's name, not only did he wear the watch, his signature is etched into the watch. $20,000 watch. All right. And shout out to Will. You know, Will got paid pretty well probably from this deal. I don't know what he got, but good for Will. Make it his money. Okay. But I do think, for me, if I would have won the watch, would I kept going back to this. Would I have worn the watch every single day? The answer is probably not. I probably would have displayed the watch over here, or I might have just given it back to Will. Probably would have done that. Yes, I'm holding out for the Chris Hilton watch. That's what I'm doing. Ha, ha, ha. Or Garrett Nussmeyer. Obviously, Will and Garrett are connected, as many of you know. So, there you go. Let's go to Chance, who says, Bear Jones isn't the problem. He's batting over 3,000 and has a 300 and has a few errors. Yeah. That Monster Milam slump, though. Hmm. Moved some guys around. But they batted Jared Jones leadoff, I think, in game two. I like it when you move the lineups around. I think college baseball coaches should do that more often. I still think one of the boldest decisions, and I understand he's having a disastrous season, and I understand that, you know, I publicly said that this was one of the worst hires I've ever seen when South Carolina decided to hire Paul Manieri. But holy crap, Paul Manieri, when he decided to switch up the lineup as much as he did before game three versus Texas to win the damn College World Series, man, that was awesome. That was so awesome. I was like, dude, he put Sean Ochinco, batted him cleanup. I was like, dog, man. And, you know, it was history, man. Jared Mitchell hit that early home run, and it was game over. But I like it when coaches move the lineup around. Let's go to Brock. He said the loss today was on Jay Johnson. He pulled pitchers too soon. He is too analytical, trying to be smart. Every damn time he puts the shift on just to get burnt, and he switches batters. The only thing I would publicly say to Jay Johnson's face is, why would you take out a hitter that hit a home run? That would be it, okay? I don't think you should ever do that. I think that is just lunacy. To do that. Okay. But the pitch, I mean, there's different levels of home runs. I mean, that ball was not like just totally mutilated off the bat. All right. I also think for me, I don't think, and look, I'm still getting called casuals by everybody about the sticker. That's okay. Perfectly fine with it. There's something else that I had prepped. I did my prep on my computer. Normally I write an outline over here. There's Sam. We were talking about, dude, we went deep into your Jared Jones take on Patreon. There you go. Sam missed the diatribe on him. Dude, I was singing his praises. Did he... You know that photo, that meme of a knight taking out his sword and it's a bunch of horses? What movie is that? Is that Braveheart? Or is that Game of Thrones, whatever? That's what Sam did in our Discord when he said what he said about Bear Jones early in the year. But is there overcoaching? I don't know. I don't know. I'm never doing my prep on my computer again. It's just too many distractions. Let's see. I just thought it was funny that the yellow shoe sticker was that prevalent on there. Okay. Now, coming up next, this is what I wanted to do. It's Sunday night. We like to get a little freaky on Sunday. An LSU player had the worst thing imaginable happen to him this weekend from the eyes of Power Hour LSU. If you are a diehard LSU football fan, and you're a diehard fan of mine, you will not believe what you are about to witness.
Let's go!
On a journey together with Zion Imaging, I want you to see this experience up close. And me as a wedding and event DJ, I watched how everybody had so much fun with Zion Imaging. And a big reason for their success is the team. Yes, Jaron Thomas and his family started this off as a passion project, and they have one simple goal in mind: taking your event to the next level. Whether it's a wedding, reunion, quinceañera, school, or corporate event, Zion Imaging is all about family-friendly fun. And I gotta show you on this tour the high-level technology that quickly sends your video session to your phone, whether it's iPhone or Android. Yes, it's the Zion Imaging 360 Spin Booth experience serving North Texas, North Louisiana, South Arkansas, Orlando, and more. Give us a call, 318-469-4265. Check us out on Facebook or book us at Zion. Are you a diehard LSU fan? And would you like to understand the complex game of football better? Well, sign up today for our PHL Patreon. This is his second touchdown. Counter GY, you're pulling the guard. We dive deep on recruiting and the transfer portal at a level that you have never seen before. Film breakdowns from so many different angles. And my personal favorites, oh yeah, the analytics, baby. I like to get nerdy. We take a look at cutting edge statistics that help all of us understand LSU football even better. And guess what? Every new signup gets a Joe Burrow card in the mail for free. But we gotta save the best for last. Our private Discord community of LSU fans from around the globe. Sign up today, patreon.com/LSU football, and put your name on our wall of patrons. Special thanks to everybody who's on here. Let's freaking go! Yo, they gave Terrace Marshall jersey number 46 for the Philadelphia Eagles. Terrace. What's happened to you, bro? I'm even having to play some of this music in the background because I don't know what to do with this information. You are not a deep snapper, damn it. Get him a single. I don't care if he's on the freaking Eagles where they're loaded everywhere. Get this dude a single. And why didn't you get him a number in the 80s? 46? Let me move on. Bullfrog says we have to lock down AJ Halsey. I don't know. Okay. So I like to be the channel of bold opinions, whether they're mine or whether it's yours about anything LSU sports related. Most notably football, but it can be any hot take. It's fine. As long as you're respectful. And I do want to talk about our guest. It was Thursday night. It was a fun interview with Daily Joy. I said before the interview, I didn't really know a whole lot about Daily Joy. And I really do mean I knew nothing about her prior workings with LSU football. I honestly did not know that. And it was funny because I was around during the Miles regime. And I might have talked to her, might have bumped into her. But I really do mean I no recollection of ever meeting her, ever. So I always say with our guest, I always want our guests to be good. I always want our guests to be interesting. But most importantly, I want our guests to be bold. And she was very, very, very bold. Very critical of Brian Kelly. And, you know, I tweeted out a clip about her criticism of Brian Kelly. I do feel it's important when you follow any sports media personality, if you never have any content that really pushes back against everything, whether it's a coach or a player, if you're never really saying anything bold, what's the point in having you on? What's the point in having a channel? And I'm not saying this from hardcore, hard-hitting journalism degree, Carter, because I'm not a journalist. And I'm not saying this from bloviating, hot take point of view, Carter, either. But boy, it made its rounds, okay? And it's interesting because, you know, Brian Kelly follows me on Twitter. I don't know if he saw the clip, but it got passed around and, you know, it was a typical stuff, right? Understand, like, it wasn't my opinion, but she was on our channel and I did tweet out the clip. And there was a lot of validity. You know, he said, judge me after year three, and, you know, we're 3 years into it. It's not like it's been terrible, but it's not been great. And I got an email from a viewer saying, you know, I thought long and hard about your grade, Brian Kelly, from 1 to 10, with 10 being the best and 1 being the worst question that we brought up after Daily Joy's appearance. But, you know, the viewer said, Carter, the thing I took away from that interview was what you said at the end, that you can't give Brian Kelly an 8 or better because we haven't been to a playoff. And I did say that. And he said, I disagree with that. And he stated why Brian Kelly deserves a 9 based on what he had to, you know, turn around from the Ed Orgeron regime. And it was a lot. It was a lot that needed to get turned around from the Ed Orgeron regime. And I totally get that. But here's the problem with the Ed Orgeron regime turnaround and rebuild excuse is that we all acknowledge that excuse. We all hit what we hit in the first year in the SEC, going to the SEC championship game and winning the SEC West title. And that's great. But it's also one of those things where you've had 3 years, okay? That shouldn't be brought up from this point forward. You want to make that excuse in year three? Sure, you can make that excuse in year three. I still don't think it's really all that valid. I don't think it's an excuse that you can even use for some of our mediocrity last year. All right. You know, basically it's a mixture of a lot of different things. And I think one problem that we have is it's hard for us to still get used to this current day and age in college football because we're LSU. And we've had so much success and high floors where we rarely have had just an absolutely positively bad football team. Okay? It's just not really happened. You know, even in 2020 when we went 5-5, you know, that was COVID. That was LSU with two true freshman quarterbacks that never really did anything after their first year. So even then, that season wasn't bad. We had arguably the most consequential win that year in the SEC, beating Florida on the road. It wasn't a bad season. I mean, we just don't have bad seasons. And where I think LSU fans struggle, and this would be one of my bigger criticisms of last year, is that I don't think people realize how far or how close we actually were to having a really bad season last year compared to expectations. We were dangerously close. And there was a lot that had to go our way to win the South Carolina game. There was a lot that had to go our way to win the Ole Miss game. And even in some of our better games, one that I attended last year versus Arkansas, where we blew the brakes off of them, and that was definitely one of my funner wins, we had some sloppiness in that game. But, you know, that's fine. You know, it was a dominant victory. I love a good four-quarter victory, and we rarely have had those. So, you know, I want people to understand that it was tough, and that's why you needed to really rebuild this roster with transfers. I mean, really, really rebuild it, and we have, okay? And, you know, I've thought long and hard about Daily Joy. We'll have Daily Joy. We'll have her back on the show again. And I enjoyed it. I got a lot of good feedback on that. Okay. Did we give away the Florida game? I'll say this. I don't think we gave away the Florida game. The game that LSU gave away was the A&M game. I think that game, more than any, we gave away. And, you know, that was definitely the game that we played last year where the scoreline was very misleading. Okay, we actually had quite a few of those games where the scoreline did not indicate on how the game actually went. All right. You know, one thing I will look forward to, hopefully next year, is I just hope we don't have a big game where we get the brakes blown off of us. Okay. Now, here's what you're going to do. In the next 10 to 15, I'm going to answer as many questions as we possibly can. I do appreciate it. This happened. I got stopped. Let me make sure I get the name correct here. I got stopped yesterday at the Armadillo Festival. I got to do a show at the Armadillo Festival. And this shout out goes to Linda, Derek, and William in Bastrop. Linda says she knows Ruben Randall. She's on the Chamber of Commerce in Bastrop. And we took a photo. I could pull it up real quick. Appreciate that. Bastrop was popping yesterday, y'all. Y'all didn't know that, huh? Excuse me, Hamburg, Arkansas is popping. There they are right here. Good times. Let's go to TJ. I'm glad we decided to get in the business of buying players this offseason. Without the transfers, oof, we would be really, really, really bad this year. Yeah. No. I feel really good about Mansoor Delane. I feel really good about Jack Pyburn. And I'm feeling better by the day about Barry and Brown being really good for LSU next year. You know what thing I've noticed this year? Baseball, and it could just be anecdotal. It could just be how social media has evolved with the sporting. And this is another Jerry Jones thing. You know, Jerry Jones had that back and forth with the Tennessee player. I freaking have noticed that there is some extra chirping going on in college baseball. It does seem like there is an increase of benches clearing brawls. I don't know if it's just my algorithm knows I love watching them because nobody actually gets decked. And it's fun. It adds juice. I think the more of that, the better. I actually do. I understand sportsmanship, and it's not really a good look. But college baseball games are mundane. They're in and of themselves very mundane. There's only like so many things that happen during the course of a baseball game. And it's players basically, you know, taking the same paths. Around the base paths. And I don't know. I guess I like the fact that the games have a little bit more juice when those types of incidents happen. Okay. Let's go to Jay. Jared Jones does not suck, says Jay. No, I agree. Now, like I said, it was a bold take. And I think suck is obviously a hot take. Is he overvalued? Maybe. But I do think he should continue to play. Now, do you DH him? I don't know. Yeah, Texas spending $35 million on a roster. I think it's smart. Before all the rules change, if I'm a big-time booster, this might be the last time I could really move the needle. But I don't think any of that is going to go away. Nathan says, if we have a top 30 defense and the offense improves in the red zone, what stops us from winning at all? Nothing. I think we're a lot better this year than people think. I just also think the single biggest change in the SEC outside of what everyone knows, which is NIL, transfer portal, and Texas and Oklahoma joining. Those are the big three things that have happened in the SEC. All right. And those three things have happened in the Big Ten as well. All right. Where I think it is really interesting in the SEC is there are really no bad teams. I mean, there really isn't now in the SEC. And I think the biggest thing when it comes to football, it is going to be very hard for SEC teams to have horrendous quarterback play. It might not be great, but it's going to be really hard for SEC teams going forward for any of them to have bad quarterback play. And I do think that makes it harder for schools to run the table. It's going to make it way harder. Vanderbilt can go out there and get them at Diego Pavia. We really didn't play bad quarterbacks outside of Jackson Arnold last year. It's hard to play bad quarterbacks. You can just go out there and go buy your QB. It used to not be like that in the SEC, just even a few years ago. You played a lot of teams with horrendous QBs. Horrendous. That just doesn't happen anymore. Let's go to John. Can Garrett Nussmeier and Harold Perkins end up in New York City? I think Garrett Nussmeier definitely can. Harold Perkins, true freshman perk, was the best player in college football for about, for a month, the month and a half, 2 months. He was doing what he was doing. Obviously, it's hard enough as a defensive player. It would be nice, though. I'll tell you that. Let's go to TJ. Tyler Shuck, thoughts. Am I still feeling this way? All right. So I have two different thoughts on Tyler Shuck. Thank you for the super chat, TJ. The first is from a fantasy perspective in our Fast Draft Fantasy. Kind of goes along with one of our partners. Please go sign up right now, Fast Draft Fantasy. Promo code Carter. Not legal yet in Louisiana. Hopefully that changes. But if you're outside the state of Louisiana, Fast Draft Fantasy, promo code Carter, deposit match bonus up to $50. Okay? Tyler Shuck is a steal right now in Fast Draft Fantasy because he is going to play a lot of games next year for the Saints. All right? I think the problem with the Spencer Rattler crowd is for Spencer Rattler to be great in the NFL, you need a lot of things to go right. Okay. Tyler Shuck, you don't know. You really, really, really don't know with what you have, and you spent so much draft capital to get him. You used a recent second-round pick, where with Rattler, you used a fifth-round pick, which is a dart throw. A second-round quarterback pick costs so much in the grand scheme of things. And there were a lot of good players in the second round that you passed over to get him. So I do think I would prefer Tyler Shuck to get more starts this year than Spencer Rattler. I also think at this juncture, I feel more confident with what Spencer Rattler is up to this point in his career. Now, any quarterback could take a massive, massive, massive leap forward. But, you know, with Shuck, I do get a little bit of rushing added to this profile here. I understand Spencer Rattler gives you something as a runner as well. But Shuck has some juice, man. He really does as a runner. Now, the injury history is something that scares quite a few of us. But the arm strength, arm talent is there. And I'm very excited with what he could be. Now, did I love the pick? I didn't. I don't know if I loved it, but I see the vision. I do. Oh, no, Jordan, we talked about it earlier. The LSU logo on the bat. But everyone's telling me how stupid I am. Okay? Now, here's what you're going to do. We'll do it in the next few minutes. We'll keep it going. If you super chat, we'll go all night. Game 7 tonight. Who wins? Warriors, Rockets. Type W for Warriors. Type R for Rockets. Now let's take a look at the poll question. Grade Jay Johnson this year. 58% of you give him a B. If I would have given a B plus option, that's what I probably would have picked. I don't think any coach is ever going to be an A during the regular season in the SEC. Something else is I do think out of all the sports that we have in collegiate athletics, I do think college baseball is the hardest to give an A to. And the reason is because no team I feel is just going to be ungodly dominant. And I understand, like, you look at some of these records, like teams are like 36-9. Those records look so dominant, but then when you break them down by SEC and how you lose some of these series, I mean, our whole tenor would be totally different if a ball that was hit off the end of the bat wasn't like well struck, did not go over the fence, and LSU won the series. And we exposed this earlier in the week with the D1 baseball rating system. All right, D1 baseball, the foremost experts in all of college baseball, we showed how difficult it is to rank any of these teams. It's so much random nonsense. You know, it really is. Like, and that's why you really can't take a whole lot away, and you really got to look at the overall season and how it's going for teams. Now, Steven said he was just frustrated. I think Bear Jones is going to be fine. Bear Jones just feels like, and I'm not just saying this because of the Tennessee game, it just feels like he's going to hit a big home run in a super regional for us to go to Omaha. It just feels that way. Dude, they were roasting Livy Dunn this weekend because she didn't give the cleanest start your engines in the world for the Kentucky Derby. She was nervous as hell. Yeah, I mean, she was nervous. I mean, that is such a weird thing. You know, you're dressed super nice, and I don't know what I can't think of the words that she used. Saddle up? I don't remember. I watched it, and she was very nervous. You could tell. Uncomfortable. Everybody was roasting her. No, stop it. Now, LSU fans weren't. Do your thing, Livy. Do your thing. Paul Skeens is going to come after all those haters, bro. All right. That'll do it for me. Big thanks again to our friends at Kettle. Glad that their Will Campbell giveaway was a success. Please go sign up for our PHL Patreon. We have a new Garrett Nussmeier study coming out in the morning. Okay. And we have an extra AJ Halsey film study on Patreon. Okay. We'll talk to you soon. It is Power Hour. LSU. Boom. Shout out to our top super chatter of the evening, Mr. TJ Reed. And tonight we are doing beef teriyaki. Let's go.